Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton was in Green Bay handing out checks through the Ag Development and Diversity Program. Since 1989, she says the so-called ad grants have helped create jobs and develop 400 new products.
And these new things range from new cherry drinks up in Door County to a renewable energy co-op, wine and cheese to fish farming, free-range veal, new grain products for muffins or fish batter. The first feasibility study that was done on ethanol production was done with one of these grants, and now Wisconsin is positioned as a leader among 50 states.
The ad grants are capped at $50,000 apiece. One of them is going to a Green Bay business called NCAP. It uses paper pulp waste to make granulized fertilizer and grass seeds that adhere to the soil and help reduce erosion. Chris Kalowertz is NCAP's business development manager. He says his company will use a $48,000 grant to focus on using cow manure to make a similar product.
One of the applications that we're thinking is in forest fire restoration. We've done work with the paper product for the last 3 years and have proven that it helps revegetate significantly faster, conditions the soil better, and we think that the manure is actually even going to do that better.
This year's round of ad grants also includes money to market spinach and to develop technology using soybean hulls to remove heavy metals from wastewater. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.